Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
.202 on the fan. McGonagall here with you on this Friday morning. We made it. We are here. The weekend is upon us. The warm weather is a-coming. It was hot out there today, too. 888-808-1019. I got you for 3 hours till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. We got Fleegs on the other side and taking your calls right here on the fan. 888-808-1019 on this Friday morning. We'll get to the baseball as the New York Yankees sweep the season series against the Kansas City Royals, win another one-run, one-to-nothing game, the most in like 60 years, so since the 70s, for the franchise. Devin Williams with a nice, easy, clean ninth inning. The Mets with a victory, sweep the Nationals, but unfortunately, it does come with the injury to Kodai Senga. We'll get to that in a little bit, and the amazing Mets and how what would typically be a devastating injury for so many teams feels different for the New York Mets. We'll get to it. But still, a lot of talk every day now. We get new things every day from the New York Knicks coaching search, coaching saga. We've got a podcast to deal with, more stories about problems with Tibbs. And here's my overarching theme here that I'm really having a little bit of a tough time with, and maybe you guys can help me at 888-808-1019. The Knicks have been as dysfunctional a franchise as we have had in this city forever. I'm not even going to make the Jets joke anymore. We know what it's been for long under Dolan all these years. All the mistakes they've made, all the difficulties we've had with them, all the disasters, even now, even through this a little bit, it's still the idea of more dysfunction after 5 years of stability and the owner getting involved and this, that, and yet it still feels like, for whatever reason, and this is what's curious to me, because we are critical of so many teams around here and how they're run and what's going on, and because so many in the fan base, in the media, whatever, felt like moving on from Tibbs was something that was needed for this franchise to get to the next level, right? Even as we see the Indiana Pacers take a 2-1 lead, the idea they lost to Indiana back-to-back seasons, never mind the 50-win back-to-back seasons, but the way they lost, Tibbs' offense, Tibbs' bench minutes, and all the other stories. Now we're getting more stuff coming from the Knicks where, you know, players talked about they didn't scrimmage enough. They didn't work on end-of-game situations. Now, this is what's funny to me, and I'll be fair too. I'll raise my hand. Obviously, Jalen Brunson knows a hell of a lot more than me, and we will get into the Jalen Brunson comments and the Josh Hart comments on their podcast about Tibbs, which is to say they didn't have much to say. But when asked what needs to change, not specifically because of Tibbs, Jalen Brunson said the end-of-game situations, which plays into this new narrative of they didn't work on end-of-game situations and they didn't, you know, scrimmage enough, and it felt like it hurt them in their chemistry. Never mind the fact the chemistry of the starting five, they played more minutes together than any other team in the NBA, but it's the practice and the scrimmaging at practice that is really the issue with their chemistry and the end-of-game situations, which I have to admit, from an observer, and I don't know, you tell me. Yes, they blew game one against the Indiana Pacers, but if the rest of the entire postseason, they were built on being the better team at the end of game situations. I'm sorry. Did I miss something? Did I miss the 21-0 run against the Pistons and then everything from beyond end of game situations down 20 against the Celtics in consecutive games on the road in Boston, sealing the deal? Did we think that the Knicks had an end of game situation when Bridges was ripping the ball out of Jay Brown's hand in the last possession of the game, or blocking Tatum's pass? Did we feel like end of game situations were a problem for this team until they blew the same lead that the Bucks have blown, that the Cavs have blown, that the Oklahoma City Thunder have blown? Now all of a sudden, end of game situations is something that was just absolutely weighing the Knicks down, and it's because this coach didn't work on it. And despite our disdain for ownership and the Knicks organization, it feels like right now, and no better example than how we are talking about this coaching search, that finally, in Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins has started to incorporate people who are capable of taking the job if they want it. But why are we so quick to defend this organization? Some of the media, I mentioned Charles Barkley and the idea that, you know, he was laughing at the Knicks, Shams is laughing at the Knicks. But when you get closer around here, Evan, bunch of different people, I saw it on public media, on national media as well. The idea that, well, when you talk to five, the number is so ridiculous because now you can't dispute the idea that you're just knocking on doors, right? That was the first criticism. Well, listen, it's still a plan. You have to have a big time search. You have to have, cast a wide net. That's the plan. You know, you lose your coach. Nobody else is looking for a coach, right? And they've got plenty of candidates. So you go looking around. Never mind ask. They're asking for Kidd. They're asking for, Finch, who did a great job in Minnesota. They're doing their due diligence. Then the number got so big, and especially when it opens it up to, Quinn Snyder, who has not really been, the Hawks have had their issues, including this season, where they underachieved from what we thought they would be at the start of the year. Now the number is so big that we're talking about, well, they wouldn't do this. And we got this, I didn't recognize it immediately when Duncan said it last night. Duncan the Dominator likes to call us up, but he said, well, they have a coach in mind. And now that's the new theory. The new theory is this has gotten so ridiculous with how many people they're asking who are currently under contract, and names like Quinn Snyder, who we don't even think are good coaches or someone they would hire even if he wanted to be the next Knicks head coach, that they're just doing something. But ultimately, there's a plan behind the curtain. They have a answer somewhere deep. They wouldn't go through all this if they weren't coming at it from a position of strength, with a real answer ready to go. And they're only doing all of this nonsense because why not? They've got time. There's no other coaching search going on. Never mind that the draft is right around the corner and, you want to have stability in this franchise that's lacked it for two decades plus. But that's okay. They've got time, and they've got good candidates waiting in the wings who could take the job, like Mike Brown. They've got all these guys with success in their background. And so it's, they needed to fire Tibbs because they didn't scrimmage. They needed to fire Tibbs because the entire postseason they were the best team on the court at the end of game situations, except for one, which cost them the series, and clearly that's a major problem now. And, well, listen, they're going to knock on some doors. It makes sense. Those are good coaches. Oh, five, you say? Five teams? Five. And Quinn Snyder? Quinn Snyder? That was one of them? Well, I mean, that, well, we all know that's not real, right? I mean, so they're coming at it with a position of strength. Like, it's unbelievable to me that we are bending over backwards instead of just saying, what are we doing?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what we should be saying about the New York Knicks right now. Nothing else but what are they doing? And I'm losing confidence by the day. And if Mike Brown is the candidate, look, Mike Brown has had history in this league. He coached LeBron James. He's been a winning coach. The first 2 years with the Kings were extremely successful before being fired on the third. He's been around the league. He's a decent head coach. Jenkins, Tyler Jenkins, the other name that's been mentioned right now that they're zeroing in on. Again, we'll find out what we have to hear about it tomorrow. But did a really good job with Memphis. Develops young players, maybe a little bit more offensively, you know, imaginative than Tibbs is. That's a decent enough hire. Did a nice job. 40 years old, young man, opportunity to grow. I think Jason Kidd is still on the forefront of this, but it's just amazing. Every day we get new reports that make less and less sense, and we get more and more of the Garden narrative that people are latching onto, that it's one thing. And I know, and I, you know, I understand I'm the Yankee shill, and I understand we all have our things. I'm the Yankee shill for an organization that it's not 25 years since they've gotten to their last, you know, American League Championship Series. It's not 20 years of being the inept franchise in all of sports. I give credit to the New York Yankees because of how well they're run and what's gone on over the last 30 years. And sure, there's room for improvement, clearly. And there's absolutely room for detractors and disappointment. As with every other organization in this team, even the Mets. The Rangers have had a great run of it, a lot of playoff runs, one playoff series how many years in a row, how many game sevens did Henrik Lundqvist play in and win? I mean, it's been a great run, but ultimately no cup. And right now, Kreider just got traded, you know, worried about their GM. Every franchise has its issues in this town. We don't even have to get to the football teams. But it feels like right now, because the Tibbs thing is so controversial, And the people who buy into the fact that he had to go, he needed to go, they will excuse everything else that is happening after. And we're being fed the stories of, well, he didn't scrimmage. I mean, what kind of coach doesn't scrimmage? Very atypical in the NBA. Oh, they didn't work on end-of-game situations. Didn't work on end-of-game situations? And maybe I'm wrong. Please call me up and tell me. Game one of the Indiana Pacers series was a disgrace. It's a game you can't lose. Totally agree. The Pacers did it to every other team they played, and the New York Knicks won how many games specifically at the end-of-game situations? What was the Knick mantra all year long, or all postseason long? What was the mantra? What did we say at the start of every game, throughout every game? What was on the tip of our tongues at every turn the entire postseason? Keep it close. That's all we said going into the games against the Boston Celtics. If they could just find a way to keep it close, keep it close. They've got Mr. Clutch. They've got the best closer in basketball. They did it. Anytime they stayed close, they won the game except for one. And now we're getting end of game situations. And I'll be totally fair. Again, we'll get through it. We'll play the sound. That's not just me saying it. It's not just, you know, the media saying it. That's Jalen Brunson saying it. And for this guy who clearly wanted to keep the coach, Josh Hart, the same thing, they just gave you the garden lines as well. He was great. He was great for me personally. He was great for our career. He was great for our team. And anybody who has anything negative to say about what he previously did, you all are crazy. We should absolutely praise the man while it was, you know, while we're not going to talk about whether or not who should replace him or where we're going to go forward with it. Let's just focus on the idea. And I was less inclined to take that podcast seriously when I found out Evan said today that he talked to Josh Hart and Josh Hart told him that the Knicks have some sort of, you know, editorial control over what is said on that podcast. So they're in a very difficult spot. And all they want to talk about is what has happened already, because that's the positive nature of Tibbs. That's the story we want out right now. Tibbs was a great coach. Tibbs could no longer be the coach. Tibbs did certain things like didn't play the bench and now didn't scrimmage during practice and didn't work on end of game situations. And that speaks directly to what exactly? To the one game you lost? How about the six you won with end of game situations? It's just baffling to me that this team, and I know Leon Rose is running the show, and so he gets a lot of the credit here, and he's still apparently in charge of this, so we want to give him credit. But we are defending the Knicks from firing their most successful head coach in forever, and then going on a search that makes absolutely no freaking sense, and making us look ridiculous, and yet I get the feeling we're dying to defend it because we fell in love with the group over the last 2 years. A group led by the coach that we all deem now had to go. The Knicks situation is a mess, and I just don't understand why we're not all universally saying it. I don't understand why we're defending it. And I don't understand why we're buying into all this stuff that clearly is coming out of the garden to try and make the former coach look bad when, I'm sorry, end of game situations, when that's how they got to where they were for the first time in 25 years, is something I find tough to swallow. 888-808-1019. We'll continue with our Nick talk, looking for the next head coach. Do we really believe Mike Brown is someone that would make a difference with this team or would be a good hire, as it sounds like they're zeroing in on him and Jenkins? The Johnny Bryan talk hasn't been anywhere since the immediacy of the firing of Tibbs. Where is this coaching search going? Is Jason Kidd still the top candidate? Now that they've started to incorporate people who can actually take the job, what do we think about Jenkins and Brown or any other candidate that could be out there? And why the hell are we so quick to defend an organization that we all know has had issues throughout the year, except during the time of the head coach that was just fired?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.